Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of James, first chapter, verses 2 through 4. That's the book of James, first chapter, verses 2 through 4. And it reads as follows. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen. I want to speak today on the topic, you have to go through it to get to it. Amen. You have to go through it to get to it. The first part of this scripture tells us to be happy when we are going through things. These things are a test of our faith. Let me backtrack for a quick second, okay? So we are to consider it pure joy when we are going through things? Let's have some fun and talk about the things we should be happy about, okay? And this is all tongue-in-cheek, okay? First one, when we get laid off or lose our job. Now, I can speak from experience having lost a job in my day. And I can tell you from experience, I found absolutely no joy in it. None. So what am I supposed to say when I lose my job? Whoopee! Nah. Number two, when your house is about to be foreclosed. Now, again, I'm talking from experience. I came within hours of losing my house, and I did not have any fun at all. In fact, I was worried to death. But we're supposed to be happy in this, during this circumstance. Number three, when you have relationship problems. Man, I'm hitting on everything that's been in my life, per se, because I went through that as well. And I was not overcome with joy. In fact, the very opposite. What about number four, when you have anger issues? Well, been there, done that too. Being angry all the time is not a barrel of laughs. It's no fun whatsoever. And I can't find joy being angry at all the time. What about when your body hurts? We just love being in pain, right? I've given you a few tongue-in-cheek scenarios regarding some things that we go through and how we don't exactly jump for joy when they happen. Now I want to get serious. Verses 2 through 3 states, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. First of all, we all go through things, but the things that we are going through are a test of our faith. Let's look at some examples again. When we lose our job and don't know when we will be able to pay our bills, we must have faith and not get discouraged. We must change our mindset through prayer and believe that we will find another job soon without suffering any financial loss. This financial test, allowed by God, is to test your faith. When we are on the verge of losing our homes, we must change our mindset through prayer and believe that God will help us through this situation. From personal experience, that's exactly what happened to me when I almost lost my home. God stepped in and handled the situation. Praise the Lord. Your faith is tested to see if you're going to believe in what you see or believe in God. Let me say that again. Your faith is tested to see if you are going to believe in what you see versus believing in God. When we have relationship issues, we must change our mindset through prayer and believe that if this person is meant for me, then the issues will be resolved. If this is not the person that you and I are meant to be with, then we need courage to move on with our lives. Now, that's easier said than done. If you're in a relationship and you're having issues, it is very, very difficult to go to God about it because it's really taking its toll on you mentally. But this relationship test was allowed by God to test your faith. What about the anger issue? Did you ever notice that anger shows up the most when you are trying to avoid being angry? I can definitely preach all day on that particular topic. Anger also shows up when you pray to God to help you in this area. Think about it. If you ask God to help you with your anger, He will make ways of helping you in ways that you would not expect. He helps you by bringing you into situations that normally make you angry. Think about that for a second, huh? God brings you into situations that normally make you angry to get that out of you. This test, by allowing God to get rid of the anger issues within you, is a test of your faith. What about when your body hurts? You know, pain is the great equalizer. When we hurt, our body, our minds, and our spirits are all affected. And think about it. When you're in pain, you act totally different. You act differently and you speak differently. Some people get really angry when they are in pain. And they take their pain out on others. But God knew this in advance. God did not create our bodies to last forever. He knew that there would be times when we would be in discomfort or pain. God also knows that how you handle pain is equally as important. God knows that some people, like I mentioned, lash out to others when they're in pain. Some people get depressed when they're in pain, etc., etc. But this pain test allowed by God is a test of our faith. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. That's what verse 3 says. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Well, let's dive into that a little bit, if I may. Amen. Amen. The definition of perseverance is steady persistence in a course of action, a purpose, a state, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. The other definition says to continue in a state of grace to the end, leading to eternal salvation. So our faith tests are designed to make us continue our walk with God and make us better people through faith in spite of our troubles. The second definition did state that it is a continuous in a state of grace to the end, and it leads to eternal salvation. Interesting. Now, verse 4 states the following. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So let me get this straight here. If we go through each test and keep our eyes on God the entire time and stay the course, then and only then will we become mature and complete and will lack nothing. Oh, that works for me. If we think about the results of the test instead of thinking about the test itself, that should help us be thankful and joyful during the test, and that the test will bring such a glorious result. There's no better result than eternal salvation. Amen. Amen. But think about it for a second. You're going through some things. You're having a hard time going through these things. And you haven't exactly been joyful while you were going through it. And the reason why is because you're focusing on your item, whatever you're going through, more than you're focusing on the end result. If we focus on the end result while we're going through things, then we can be joyful because we understand that it is just a test because God loves us is why he's testing us. And it's to bring us to a maturity that we currently don't have and we will lack for nothing as a result. So the test of our faith and trust in God is the only way to become mature and complete in the Lord. God even gave us a bonus for passing the test by having us not lack for anything. Now keep in mind, our God provides and has unlimited resources. Let me say that again. Our God provides and has unlimited resources. So he is truly able to not only help us through the test, help us to mature and to be complete in God and to have eternal salvation. Lacking for absolutely nothing. Can you imagine that? Imagine a world where you personally do not have to go through tests anymore. Think about it. Let's use the anger thing as a reference. If you don't have to go through an anger test anymore, wouldn't that be wonderful? How do you pass an anger test? Well, you ask God to help you in that area. God will bring things up to make you angry, to test you. Count it all joy that he's working on you and allow God to take the anger out of you. Simple as that. As you continue to do those things, not only in anger, but the other areas that you need to be worked on, you will find out that you are at peace. And that is a mighty thing, to be at peace. No longer will little situations make you angry anymore. The things that made you angry, you look back on it and say, why in the world was I angry in the first place? You'll understand that you had to go through it to get to it. So in closing, we need to go through these tests to grow in God and to help us all in life. But in order to do it, you have to go through it to get to it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Father, that you test us to help us to change, to help us to mature and grow, to be complete in you, Almighty Father, so that we can move forward, Lord, move forward in you and to grow. Father, we thank you for the test. Help us, Lord, with all of our tests. Help us to put our focus on you and not on our circumstances. Father, we need you in all of the areas that we are being tested. Help us, O Lord, to stand strong and to count it as joy, Lord, knowing that these tests will bring about a favorable solution. Father, I thank you for using me to preach this word. Father, I'm not worthy. Father, I just pray, Lord, that whoever hears this word will feel the message that you're presenting here, that it will cause them to understand the test that they're going through. I pray, Lord, that you'll draw people to it and that you will be glorified. No one else, but you will be glorified in your word. Father, I thank you. I love you. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.